is not at all clear. One very simple possibility proposed by Hoyle is that the constants of nature vary from region to region, so that each region of the universe is a sort of sub-universe. The same sort of interpretation of multiple universes might be possible if what we usually call the constants of nature were different in different epochs of the history of the universe. Lately, there has been much discussion of a more revolutionary possibility, that our universe and the other logically possible universes with other final laws are in some way spun off from a grander mega-universe. For instance, in recent attempts to apply quantum mechanics to gravitation, it is observed that, although ordinary empty space seems placid and featureless, like the surface of the ocean seen from high altitudes, when viewed very closely, space seethes with quantum fluctuations, so much so that wormholes can open up that connect parts of the universe with other parts that are distant in space and time. In 1987, following earlier work by Stephen Hawking, James Hartle, and others, Sidney Coleman at Harvard showed that the effect of a wormhole, opening or closing, is just to change the various constants appearing in the equations that govern various fields. Just as in the many worlds interpretation of quantum mechanics, the wave function of the universe breaks up into a number of terms, in each of which the constants of nature take different values with various different probabilities. In any theories of these various types, it is only common sense that we could find ourselves in a region of space or in an epoch of cosmic history or in a term in the wave function in which the constants of nature happen to take values favorable to the existence of intelligent life. Physicists will certainly keep trying to explain the constants of nature without resort to anthropic arguments. My own best guess is that we are going to find that, in fact, all of the constants of nature, with one possible exception, are fixed by symmetry principles of one sort or other, and that the existence of some form of life will turn out not to require any very impressive fine-tuning of the laws of nature. The one constant of nature that may have to be explained by some sort of anthropic principle is the one known as the cosmological constant. The cosmological constant originally appeared in physical theory in Einstein's first attempt to apply his new general theory of relativity to the whole universe. In this work, he assumed as usual, at that time, that the universe is static. But he soon found that his gravitational field equations, in their original form, when applied to the whole universe, did not have any static solutions. This conclusion actually has nothing specifically to do with general relativity,